Motorcycle Man.
All right. Gentlemen, how are... Oh, did Chris go away? Oh, no, no. He's still there. He's still there. He's good. He's good. It's like this mic is just... It looks like it's just hovering in the middle of the air there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hovering.
How you guys doing?
All right, hanging in there.
Live.
Yeah, doing stuff.
What a nice day today. It was in the low 70s.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
It was fucking... It wasn't that cold today, but it fucking... It wasn't really anything nice.
It was raw.
Like fucking gray.
Yeah. I hear you. You guys ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Yeah? You sure?
Yeah, no. Let's sit here and just stare at you for fucking 2 fucking hours. Fuck, fuck, podcast already. Jesus Christ.
All right. Yeah, hang on. Take this. All right.
Tension adjustment.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to the Motorcycle Men podcast. I am Ted, your host. We're here in the V-Twin Cafe, as always, in the corner booth. And joining me, as always, is Tim Buck-2.
Good evening, everyone.
How's it going, Tim? And the golf swing. Hold on. Here we go. And, of course, we have Chris, Joker Nipples, 12-year-old guy. And I add this, too. And, of course, our good friend Justin Brown.
Shut the fuck up!
It doesn't get old.
What's that?
That sound bite doesn't get old. Shut the fuck up. It just doesn't get old. I've been listening to it for almost 500 episodes?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. You came in. So it's probably been about, I don't know, maybe four,
at least 300.
Four, at least 350, something like that. Yeah. At least. I'd have to go back and look. In fact, I would love to dig. I'm going to dig up that episode that came out of. But we'll get to that shortly. But yeah, I mean, how you guys doing? Everything's cool. It's been 2 weeks since we got together and had a little chat.
I know, it's a far cry from the 7 month in a
yeah right
7 week thing we did. Yeah, but hey, all good. So just getting off of last week, I had an interview with Heather Schiltz, and she runs a promotional marketing thing for motorcycle athletes and just motorsports athletes in general. That was a nice conversation. Heather was also on Drew Faulkner's podcast with me and three other guys, and we did a Motorcycleman Jeopardy, which was quite entertaining. And naturally, there can never be a Motorcycleman Jeopardy without me fucking it up, right?
Oh,
well, no, what happened?
Didn't go to the hospital.
No. What happened was one of the questions. As I was making up the Jeopardy board, I had the answers next to the choices. You know, you have the four choices, right? And I had the answers next to them. And then what I did was I copied that over to the answer column. But I forgot to remove the answers from the question column.
Oh, nice.
So when that came up, you know, I was like, okay, so here's the question, and the answers were right there. So I had to give everybody the points. So it's kind of stupid, but yeah. So that's where that was. But anyway, so here we are. We are March 4th, right?
March 4th. Instead of don't marching backwards.
That's
March
right.
4th.
It's the only date on the calendar that gives you an order. March 4th. So, yeah.
Well, no, May 4th is...
That's May the 4th be with you. Right, of course. Right. And the May 5th is Revenge of the 5th. So.
Yes.
Right. right. But March 4th, yeah, that's where we're at. So that means that spring is not far off, right? We're close to spring.
It's supposed to be in the fucking 60s up here next week.
Yeah. Really?
That's what they say.
And we changed the clocks on Saturday, too.
Do we really?
Yes.
Well, no.
We lose an hour of sleep this week.
No, we don't. You just go to bed earlier, that's all.
March every week.
Yeah, so so March 20th is the first day of spring. Wow. Okay, I didn't realize we were that close. And we turned the clocks ahead this Saturday?
This Saturday.
Are you sure about that?
Well, then you don't. It doesn't matter, you're retired. It won't make a difference to you.
Yeah, this is true. Oh, it doesn't freaking matter, right?
It doesn't matter because all your devices do it for you nowadays. You wake up and you have no idea it even happened.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even notice.
Yeah, right.
Unless you have like an analog fucking timer on your microwave. Or
his watch is analog.
You have no idea that it ever even happened.
Yeah, it's true. You're right. Yeah, I'm sorry, to doubt you, Tim, but yes, Sunday, March 8th, it happens. Yeah. I didn't realize that, so we spring ahead. Nice.
Damn thing.
It's a pain in the ass, right?
I don't know.
It is a pain in the ass, but
it's made up. It doesn't mean anything.
No. What does it do for us, really?
When you think did that, I don't know.
They did it for the farmers.
It had something to do with the farmers, and it means absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
They did it for the farmers that have more daylight.
Which is bullshit. But
there's not more daylight. It's not changing daylight.
Well, it gives you more daylight in the sense that it adjusts
our perception of time.
Yeah, right. The construct.
Yeah.
You know, but they can just get up an hour earlier or an hour later. It doesn't make a difference. So why does everybody else have to be?
So if we move the clocks an hour ahead, that means it gets lighter earlier in the morning.
Correct.
And it'll get darker earlier at night for the first couple of weeks. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah, temporarily. Yeah. Temporarily. But it gets late as summer progresses.
Well, right now, I think the sun goes down at 5:35 or something.
Is it really? No. Yeah. Sunset. See. Sunset today is actually 6:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. I hadn't realized that. You know, but it's interesting. There's a Native American saying is that only a white man would cut 12 inches off the top of a blanket and sew it onto the bottom and think he's gained something.
Exactly.
so that's what
that is so stupid.
It is very stupid. It doesn't give us any more riding time, that's for sure. So, we had great weather here today in North Carolina. Did we hit 70 today?
I think it was just about 70.
Yeah. Great.
And it's going to be 75 tomorrow.
Oh my God. That's
by
perfect.
Friday, it's going to be 79 on Woo! Friday.
Well, and that's good because I know there's a hog ride on Saturday that I do want to do. And all these past few days where the weather's been absolutely gorgeous, I have not taken the bike out. So, I know. And Chris, I know you rode over the past couple days. You had a couple warm days. Yeah, I had a chance to.
Yeah, just one day I got on the bike finally, but I didn't go nowhere.
Did it feel good to get out on the bike again?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Didn't go very far, though. I get it. And are you guys still dealing with any snow on the ground?
Yes, there's still snow.
Oh, my God, are you kidding me?
Really?
Wow. Piles of it. Fucking piles of it.
It's off the road, but yeah, there's still a lot of snow on the ground.
Wow.
It's melting.
I had a giant tree limb fall through the roof of the garage where I keep my bike.
No way.
And the only thing, so God bless the last guy that fucking was in that garage, because he put these like two short 2x4s. I guess he like hung stuff off of it.
Right.
He like put them in between the fucking the joists. And when the fucking branch came, it was a tree limb. When the tree limb came through the fucking roof.
Yeah.
It landed, there was like a fork on the one branch. That landed on the fucking 2x4 that this dude fucking put across the joist?
No.
That didn't let it come in any further.
Wow.
Dude.
Really?
Right above your bike?
Right above the bike.
Wow.
Wow.
So did you have to move your bike out, or would you?
Well,
something was looking out for your bike.
So right now it's like in a garage that has a giant skylight in it, but
oh, geez.
Whatever. It's fucking, what choice do I have?
Yeah, really? Oh my God. Wow. But,
so is the owner, owner going to fix it?
Yeah.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
Yeah, wow.
You have a cover on your bike?
No, because I keep it in the garage, but it's all right.
But now it's exposed to the weather.
It's an outside garage.
It's an outside garage.
It's an inside outside garage.
Oh my God. Well, you know, I tell you what, and honestly, I and I'm sure Tim, you might agree, I do not miss not having a garage. You know? This
right.
I know Chris, you don't have that luxury, but
no, I have a cover on it. I'm lugged in.
But I tell you what, man, it's so nice to just, you know, have the bike in the garage and you don't have to worry about it or anything like that. But I still have my bikes covered, though. It kind of blows. But anyway, yeah, so...
Do they make heated covers for bikes?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a good idea. I mean, if you wanted to, I suppose that'd be a good idea, right? Why not? Hey, listen, if you want to support the podcast, you can go to Buy Us a Coffee and look up the Motorcycle Men podcast. You can get, there's a link to that on the Motorcycle Men website, and you can check it out. Send us some of your hard-earned money. Help us run the podcast. I got a new mixer for the podcast. Well, and just in general, because I needed one anyway. And I hope that this helps some of the sound issues. It seems to be working great because I can hear you guys excellent. And yeah, we'll see what happens. What else? Oh, we got some email.
Uh-oh.
No, it's good. It's actually good. Because last week we were talking about... last time we got together, I was talking about how I went on a group ride, and these guys were, you know, kind of fast and all that. And we got an email from Josh Clark, and Josh says, "I was catching up on episodes and I listened to you describe the ride with the hog. Going 20 over the limit is one of the reasons why I tend to avoid most group rides. Like you, I often want to just cruise and relax."
Right.
Yeah. And he's also seriously can't afford to get caught speeding because of his job. He drives for a living, and excessive speeding, among other driving violations, could cost him his job. Awesome. And he's liking the interview episodes, and he's good to hear us. He said he was good to hear us get back together again and chat.
Live.
Yeah.
Righto.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah, then that's good. Yeah, so, I mean, you guys, how do you guys feel about group riding and... with the bikes?
Not a fan. I don't like it.
For me, it depends on how big the group is.
Yeah.
And how well I know the group. So, like, if it's fucking 8 guys that I've been riding with for years and I know how they ride,
yeah,
then I don't mind it at all. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Right.
If it's 20 strangers... That's a different story because
yeah.
9 out of 10 times, the reason that those 20 strangers are there is because they don't have anybody to ride with and they're probably fairly new to riding.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, listen, there's nothing wrong with that because everybody needs a starting point. I'm not discouraging that.
Right.
But it, you know, it just creates a less relaxing ride only because now you're really having to pay attention to what other people are doing versus if you've ridden with the same people for years, there gets to be a point where you're incredibly comfortable with that. You know what I mean? You know how somebody's going to react in certain situations. You all kind of understand that when certain things come up, just what to immediately do. You know, it's like you're riding with people and something happens and you go from maybe riding staggered to riding single line formation.
Right.
You know, some people may know that right off the rip. Some people might not know that. Some people, you know, it's just you kind of just develop this rhythm when you ride with the same people all the time.
Yeah.
And it can be basically almost be just as relaxing as riding by yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Now, when you did the rides for the Elks Club, were you the ride leader?
I did lead some of them. I didn't lead every single one of them. You know, depending on who was, doing it, you know what I mean? We had different guys lead different things. But I led some of them. I did blocking for some of them. And some of them I just rode on. You know, it just all depended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally
me doing Rolling Thunders again or anything like that.
Yeah. No, you know what? Yeah, the rides like that.
Everybody's different because some people like riding in the back. Some people like riding in the front. Some people even like riding in the middle, but I don't know. And riding in the middle is scary.
I was never a fan of it.
You know, I know that when we've done the Valor ride, for example, and even Rolling Thunder, especially Rolling Thunder, you get a lot of people who are novice riders, and they just don't pay attention. They're all over the place.
Well, I don't even know if it's that they don't pay attention. It's that, you know, it's new riders are new riders.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're still getting comfortable with their bike. And when you pack a bunch of bikes in tight like that, when they're used to essentially having a whole lot more space, and that's their first, you know...
That's their first exposure to that kind of ride.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you have... So, if you have one of those guys in a group of 20 experienced riders, it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
But if you have 10 of those guys all surrounded by each other, that's where it can be a little sketchy and dicey.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because none of them know how each one's going to react. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no cohesive...
You couple that with the fact that if you have, you know, 300 or 400 bikes in this ride,
yeah,
that alone can be distracting. Because if it's your first big ride like that, you're kind of in that awe of, holy shit, this is awesome, this is wild, and you're trying to take all that in.
Yeah.
And in that sense, yeah, I guess they're not paying attention because they're distracted by, you know, what's going on. But I mean, that's the trouble with some of those really large rides is...
Yeah, like nobody, Rolling Thunder.
Well, and to tell you the truth, if I know it wouldn't be the easiest thing to manage, but, you know, if they kind of figure it out when you were getting signed up, like people's abilities, and then stage them accordingly rather than just, hey, fucking have at it.
Yeah.
It might make things a little bit, you know... simpler.
Well, you know what, this hog group that I belong to, they want all of the new riders to ride up front right behind the ride captain. Which
are you considered a new rider?
Am I considered a new rider? No, they mean new to riding motorcycles. They don't mean new members to the group. They mean new riders to motorcycles. So they want the new riders to be up front next to the ride captain, and they want all the experienced people at the back.
I would think you would do it just the opposite.
That's what I would think too. But I guess their fear is that they would have novice riders crashing into the experienced people. I don't know.
Well, you also have you're not at that point. You're not having anybody that's trying to keep up to a certain pace. You're basically riding to their pace.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it allows you, as an experienced rider, to keep an eye on what's going on ahead of you and react to that.
True.
Versus, you know, depending on their experience level, they may or may not be able to. But here's the thing. You know, everybody who's an experienced rider complains about new riders, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, at one point or another, we were all new riders that somebody's probably complaining about.
That's correct.
So the thing is, you know, if we want people to keep riding, you're going to have to deal with fucking new riders.
Now,
shouldn't stop any new riders from going out and doing these rides, because the only way that you're going to get experience is by going out and doing these rides.
Right. Now, as a
new
writer,
turned me off to it is when I remember the very first time I ever did Rolling Thunder. I only ever did it twice, and after just sitting on my bike waiting for it to all move, watching people fall over on their fucking bike, and they haven't even started moving yet. I was like, wow, this is going to be bad. Yeah, motherfuckers are dropping their bike, and they didn't even move yet.
So I guess you had a problem with me then.
No. No. Your bike was just big.
Weak knees.
Yeah, you know.
I hold myself up.
I would think that, you know, as a novice rider, once you should probably refrain from doing large group rides or group rides in general until you've got a couple years under your belt.
I don't know.
Why with a couple of friends first before you start riding?
Yeah, something.
Well, I think the whole idea is that, yeah, maybe instead of just going from 0 to 100, you know, don't get a bike and then 2 weeks later go on a 50-person ride, you know, ride with, you know, say 3 or 4 people and give yourself a chance to kind of figure out what it's like.
Yeah.
To not be the only bike in between 2 cars.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So there you go. That was that. A couple news items I want to bring up. The House has passed Bill H.R. 4386, the AMA. It's called the America the Beautiful Act. I have a video here, but I can play it, but I don't know if you guys are going to hear it. It was on Facebook. Representative Tim Walberg, Republican of Michigan, in honor of celebrating America's 250th anniversary, it's something of the national parks for riders that go to national parks. The bill was changed during the last administration. Basically, what the bill was, the original, the way it was with the America the Beautiful annual pass to these national parks, the annual pass allowed 2 motorcycles to go in under 1 pass.
Is that from the AIM thing?
Yeah, for the AMA thing, right. Now, what happened during the last administration, for some reason, they changed it so that it's 1 motorcycle per pass, which means that every motorcyclist who wants to go to a national park has to get their own pass. And I think that even affected the number of people on the bike, but they didn't get into too many details about it. But through work with the American Motorcycle Association and representatives who are riders, and also the American Motorcycle the Motorcycle Riders Foundation, they worked and they modified the bill, and now it's back to what it was, where if you have a pass to the national parks, 2 motorcycles can enter for that 1 pass. So they've modified that, which is a good thing now. This way, you know, that helps, man, because I know that if you go out to Sturgis, there's some national monuments and the national parks and stuff like that. Like, for example, Yellowstone. You get into there, I think you need a national parks pass to get through that. I'm not 100% sure. But for those national parks where you need a pass, if you have that, you know, and you're riding with a buddy, if he doesn't have a pass the way it was, he couldn't go. But now they've changed it back, so now that it works that way. So that's a cool thing to happen. Thank you to the AMA and our representatives who have revised that. That's an awesome thing. Another cool thing you might guys find is at the, you guys are familiar with the Mama Tried event that happened in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Mama Tried is pretty cool. It's an event where custom bike builders and even some national brands and, you know, global brands bring their wares to Mama Tried to show off what they got, and custom builders bring their bikes in there and stuff like that. Well, Harley Davidson had a Cafe Racer concept bike there at the event. So, I'm actually going to share this right now.
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Cool.
So, I also, why'd that go away?
My picture's better.
Okay, your picture is better. Yeah, why did your picture take? Oh, why don't you go back to sharing yours? I'll stop sharing and you can keep sharing yours. There it is. So they have a video on it, and it's got the
a concept bike now.
Yeah, they got the Revolution 1250 engine in there. It's a concept, you know, and it, oddly enough, it's called, it's the RMCR and Cafe Racer. Oddly enough, it kind of, in a way, resembles the Street Fighter bike that Harley brought up a few years back. That was that the program was unceremoniously halted by the.
It's like a modified roadster.
Pretty much, you know, it's and
it's like a high
well,
bike too.
It's basically, well, it's kind of sort of almost like a modified Pan America, because it's got that same engine in it. You know, that's like what the.
No, but do you remember the roadster?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, I do. Yeah.
There's like a lot of similar. Like if they basically like cafe'd out the roadster, I think it looks good. I mean, unfortunately, I feel like the production version wouldn't end up looking like that.
No,
because that's what always happens. But that's a good looking bike.
Yeah, absolutely, it is. That's really cool. I'd like to see them do. In fact, the one that they had at the Mama Tried show. Let me see if I can get this to go. They actually had it running. They actually had it going off there. So let me see if I can. Here we go.
You're just trying to get in a new demographic at the Harley.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely. But yeah, they had the.
60 pound cliff debut. It definitely caught my attention. I was able to get a hold of Bjorn.
So it's pretty cool.
The director of design. Find out a little bit more about this concept.
Say again? More about this bike.
Which size engine is it?
Yeah, this is the RMCR concept. It's really a concept build that the design studio put together.
Can you guys hear the audio?
Performance capability that's within our Red Max platform. The bike started life. It has a 1250 Pan Am SP. And then what we, looking at history and a legacy, we really wanted to celebrate the iconic.
But yeah, so it's see, this is the old. You remember this one, Justin, right? When they had this out, that's the Sportster 1000 that they had back out in the what 80s or late 80s, right? I can't remember what that was. It's a Sportster 1000. Got the Ironhead engine in it.
Yeah, that's what I got. Yeah. In my never gonna be done trapper project.
Yeah, well, this one has pistons. Yours doesn't. So.
Man, it's got pistons now. Those are the ones I originally bought. Stupid fucking. I'll never get over that.
No, you won't. But it's
when
a good looking bike.
I'm gonna just put two pistons on my headstone.
But it's a cool. I'd like to see this come to fruition, but you know how things are with Harley Davidson and
all yeah, that. It's always going to be a price point.
Oh that's yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
If you want to get a new demographic, you can't have your bikes be goddamn $30,000 fucking dollars, man.
Yeah, I can't see this thing going for more than $12,000-$15,000. I don't know. That's still even then. That's still quite a bit.
What's the new Sportster start at right now? 10.
The Sportster S. Yeah, it's like around 10.
It's got to be that or just a little bit less.
Well, we can find out real quick, can't we?
It won't be.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be like, I'm going to say 16.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, you might be right.
And it's not going to sell, you know?
Sportster S. Come on. Sportster S is 16K.
I just said that.
They have bikes that start at 10, though.
Yeah, well, that would be the Nightster.
Just a Nightster,
yeah. And I don't know. I mean, the Nightster is okay. I tell you what. Originally, I didn't like the Nightster. I just thought it was kind of silly. But actually, I think the Nightster is a lot nicer. The Nightster grew on me. I kind of like it. The Sportster S, I thought I would like it, and I actually didn't. It felt way too small for me, way too small. But at $15,999, and that's if you take the black option. Then of course black is $300. Okay, the gray is standard price. If you go black, it adds $300. If you go red, it adds $450. If you go white, it adds $650. If you add blue, it adds $650, which is kind of ridiculous. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that Cafe Racer. If it's not, it's got to be $10,000 or less.
Yeah, You know, and I don't know if this is going to be the kind of thing where they're going to make the buying public be the ones to foot the bill for their A&R on that. You know, yeah, here's the Nightsters at $999. You know, $9,000.
That's the way the cafe ratio should be, that price.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Tim's right. It's not going to be 10.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, no, of course not.
No, it's 10. But yeah, hopefully it's fucking 20.
No, I hope not. I mean, this, the Nightster was fun. I had a lot of fun riding the Nightster. It's a pretty cool bike. But yeah, we'll see what happens if they come through with that bike. Well, we don't know. You never know, actually. We'll see what happens. Let me stop sharing my screen here. And that's that. So, as you guys know, we've been having this chit-chat about this Sportster episode.
I've been waiting for this.
And it's funny because I said, you know what? It's time for me to start going through episodes and listening to see if I... And I started at the very last when we stopped doing the Motorcycle Men Jeopardy because we weren't sure where it was. So I started listening there. I was at episode 318 and I'm listening. And then you actually said something. Wow, that was funny about the... You actually mentioned the Sportster episode. I was like, okay. So it's somewhere in here. And so I went back a little further, and I think I got back to like episode in the low threes, and it was mentioned a couple other times too. So I was thinking like, wow, this I'm getting. I don't know where. So then I even thought, well, maybe it was before when we were doing Harley history, and I thought it was there. One of our listeners emailed me and said, What you should do is go into Buzzsprout and you just type in, like, because a lot of these podcasts are already, what do they call it? They translate them for you already. Mm. You know, there's already the typed version of it. So and you should just do a search for Sportster and see what comes up. So I said, all right, that's a good idea. So I went back. And I just typed in Sportster, and one of the ones that came up, it was one of the Manscaped episodes.
Oh God!
Right. So, and then
the Shaft.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't the Shaft episode. Although I did want to go back, and so I started listening to it, and this one episode, I found it. It was a Manscaped. The exact title of the episode was... Oh geez, hold on. Just bear with me for a second. And this is what led me to think, hey, you know what? Maybe this is actually the one. So, it was episode 292. So that was back in. Anyone might want to guess what year that was?
292. It had to be 2022.
Nope. It was actually June 23rd, 2021. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was in Tim's house.
Yes, it was. It was in Tim's house.
I knew that for sure.
Yeah, and we still haven't determined whether we were upstairs or downstairs when we.
I think we're downstairs.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
But I remember because it's also downstairs, and it's also the same time when around the same time when Chris said, "Did you hear what I said when you woke up?"
No, that happened.
Yeah, that was downstairs.
Yeah, happened before that happened before Justin joined the show. So yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So this episode was entitled episode 292, Manscaped Sportster S Jeopardy. Now what I've done is because we're not going to listen to the entire episode, obviously. But what I have here is I clipped out that entire section for us to listen to. Now I played it back earlier and Tim said he could hear it. But it was kind of low. So what I'm going to have to ask you guys to do is just listen very carefully. And it may be a little distorted because I got it cranked way up. Just so that we could hear it. I got it cranked really high. So here is the Sportster episode we've been talking about for the past few months. Here we go.
It also means for 500.
Also means for 500.
an energetic person, powerhouse, or go-getter. Again, motorcycle related. It's a motorcycle. An energetic person, powerhouse, go-getter. That person is a real
asshole.
I don't know of any motorcycle called the Honda asshole. I've never heard it. Chris.
Sportster?
What? This is, dude, you were 100 points away from getting out of the hole. And you just shit the bed.
Completely just fucking destroyed my brain.
Are you doing Sportster?
Oh my god, my fucking head. Hey,
that guy's a real sportster.
That's fucking stupid. Fucking unbelievable.
Somebody, can I ask you a question? Is it a model?
Okay.
No, man. Is it a bike model name?
Yes, yes.
Oh, no.
Anyone?
And it's related to motorcycles.
Yes.
No, because to his point, you could say, this is not my answer, by the way. I'm just saying. Right. Now that I know right. The time. You could say he's a real spark plug.
Right, of course, yeah.
Right. Oh, yes, I've heard that term, too.
But he said sports.
Yeah, I said sports.
Right. That's okay. That's good. That's good.
Because you get extra points for getting
it. I get A for effort.
You should get 100 points plus just get some minutes left. Anyone else?
No.
Livewire.
Oh, for fuck's sake. For fuck's sake. Okay. It also means for 500.
I was quite happy when I found that, needless to say.
It did exist.
It did exist. Yes, it did. Just like, you're 100 points from being out of the hole, and you shit the bed. Oh, my God. But, you know, I'll tell you one thing I did learn, and I want to apologize to you guys and also to our audience, because listening back to those earlier episodes of Jeopardy that we were doing, they were horrible. They were absolutely horrible. Now, it's when we went to the multiple choice Jeopardy where it was four answers, and that's when Jeopardy was a lot of fun and it was enjoyable. But prior to that, they were absolutely horrible, and it's no wonder we probably lost listeners during that period because they were so bad. But I mean, we had fun. We laughed a lot. There's no question about it. We laughed a lot. But man, oh man, those earlier episodes with that earlier Jeopardy, they were just so horrible.
Brutal, huh?
They were, oh my God. I don't know where the hell I came up with some of that shit, but they were.
Yeah, we don't either, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
That's why we yell at you all the time.
I know.
You're like, what shade of color is...
Not really a color.
We're like, the not most really ridiculous color. Fucking...
Yeah, I know. And it was so bad, but like I said, I really apologize to everybody for really putting you all through that. They were very horrible. But eventually, you know, live and learn, right? You know, that's it. Let's do Bennett. All right. And then we'll come back and just do some stuff. So here we're going to do some Bennett. Now, the Motorcycle Men podcast is brought... What? The Motorcycle Men what?
I don't know. I
podcast. Something like that, yeah. Motorcycle Men podcast is brought to you by Scorpion Helmets. They're offering high-quality, innovative motorcycle helmets and technical apparel at an incredible value. So to learn more, go down over to scorpionusa.com. And Wild Ass Seats. Now, you can improve your comfort and ability to stay in the saddle longer with a cushion from Wild Ass Seats. So if you're tired of those painful pressure points and fatigue... Get on over to wild-ass.com and tell the real Craig Johnson that your ass hurts, and he'll hook you up with a new cushion for your ass. Viking Bags, a world leader in motorcycle luggage and one of the fastest growing companies in motorcycle parts. Luggage for whatever you need, whatever you ride, and wherever you go. And of course, as always, Tobacco Motorwear, for the best in casual riding gear for men and women. There's only one place you should be going, and that is Dave's Pants. Over to Tobacco Motorwear. Visit them at tobaccomotorwear.com. That's tobaccomotorwear.com. And our listeners will get 10% off your order when you use the code MOTORMAN. Your safety is worth it, so what you got to do is get on over there and do what, Tim?
Get in Dave's pants.
Get in Dave's pants. And that's it. Yeah. So what do you guys got going on? Anything new, anything cool, fun, and anything coming up that we should know about?
Nine for a line.
No?
Yeah, just waiting for this fucking cold weather to leave.
Yeah.
It's never going to go away. Yeah. I'm getting tired.
It's already breaking, dude. We're fucking... Light is at the end of the tunnel.
Well, I hope so.
Tim, you playing golf?
We're there, man. Pretty soon we're going to be complaining it's too fucking hot.
Wow.
I can deal with hot.
Yeah. Heat I can deal with.
Everybody says that until it's 100 and everybody's like, it's too fucking hot.
Now nobody's outside riding, right? Holy shit. Right. Oh, yeah, we got the Daytona Bike Week is happening right now.
That's right.
It's happening. So
oh, here we go. Let's see. They say 10-day. Next Tuesday, Wednesday, as it stands right now, it's supposed to be 75 and 8 and 78 here.
No way. Really?
80 here? It's going to on Sunday, it's supposed to be 60. Monday, 66. This Saturday, 47. Tomorrow's going to be 40. Friday, 38. Yeah, starting Sunday, the temperature's supposed to be going up.
Wow. Now, is that during the week?
Yes. Of course. When the weekend comes around, it's going to drop down to the 40s.
Of course, so naturally.
37 inches of snow.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Probably.
It's almost
Wednesday
like...
the 18th. Well, I mean, I don't know how they could go that far. I guess it's all prediction stuff, but... The temperature by March 17th and 18th is going to be 35 and 37.
Yeah, wow. That's yeah. Ew. Actually, I'm looking at this now, and I don't know how accurate this is. It's saying March 11th, it will be 70 degrees in Cranford with a 30% chance of rain.
Right.
So, you know, isn't that the way the weather always goes, right? Hey, it's going to be 75 degrees.
Warm weather come up here, but it's going to fucking rain.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Then who gives a shit?
Well. But yeah. To everybody who's down there at the Myrtle Beach, Daytona Bike Week, you all have a good time. Be safe. I know our friends Craig Johnson and Wild Ass Seats, they're down there, and a bunch of other folks that have been on the show. They're down there now as well, and I'm sure I'll hear from them soon to tell me what a great time they're having, and they keep asking me if I'm ever going to come down here. It's only 8 hours away, but... I don't know. You've been to Daytona, haven't you, Justin?
Yeah, 2011.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I did.
but?
I went to Sturgis first.
Yeah.
And that kind of fucking... I wish you. I'd... Yeah, I should have done it the other way. So I went to Sturgis first, and yeah. I had such a good time. And then, like, right at... After we were like, oh, now we got to do Daytona. And, like, we had our benchmark was fucking Sturgis. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then we went to Daytona. And don't get me wrong. It's fun. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we had went in reverse because I feel like if we went to Daytona first, we would have had so much fun. Not that we didn't have fun, but like we would have had so much fun and then been real excited to go to Sturgis.
Yeah.
And then it would have been like that would have been the progression.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, it was fun. It's fun. It's just, you know.
It's a party.
Exactly. South Dakota has a lot more to offer as far as riding and things that are spread out. Daytona, you're basically getting there and...
You're parking your bike.
Which is fine. I mean, I did a ton of it.
Now,
you know what I mean?
They do let you ride on the Daytona Speedway, the track.
I mean, I didn't, but...
Yeah, something to do.
My buddy did take his bike on the beach, though.
Oh, really?
Well, you can.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
I don't know if I would do that, though.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't for me, but...
Yeah, I get it. Wow. So that's believe it or not, that's pretty much all I got.
Really?
Yeah, I got nothing else.
Nothing easy.
Got nothing else, yeah. Yeah, that's about
this
it.
This might be the shortest episode of Motorcycle Man history.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it's we're only at 45 minutes right now.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Anybody easy. Seen any good lighthouses lately? Are they doing the podcaster
challenge?
Yeah.
No, I mean, nobody's brought it up.
Weren't you taking it over?
I was thinking about taking it over, and then you said something to me some episodes ago. You said, look, why don't you just, like, not do that, but just start your own thing? And I was like, yeah, you know, you got a point there. So, I don't know. I mean, it would be very easy for me to take it over, and I know people have asked me in passing if I'm taking it over because I have mentioned it because I have a different take on how it should be run. And how
you're starting your own thing.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. And if I'm gonna take it over, if I'm gonna like run and maybe just as a test, just run it and just once and just see how it goes if people are into it. I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what your thoughts are on how to proceed. What changes would you make?
Let me ask you a question.
What?
You have an idea
yeah.
of what you would do if you started your own thing?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know exactly what
I
would do.
Are you comfortable with sharing that?
That's the kind of thing where if I share it and don't do it, somebody else will take it over and just go, hey, I'm going to steal that idea and do it. So do I give a shit?
You will if somebody took it.
Yeah, I will if somebody else took it, right, so... I think right now, I mean, off air, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the only way you know if people are going to like it is if you fucking do it.
Yeah, that's true.
So do it, see what happens.
Yeah.
Learn, you know, well, you can't just do it once, though. You got to do it. You got to learn from the mistakes that you made the first time and figure out, okay,
yeah.
I didn't think about that. I could do this better.
Right.
Do it a couple times to where you feel like you've worked the kinks out.
Yeah.
And if it's still not really fucking taking off, then that's your answer. If okay. it's taking off like fucking aces, you hit a home run, now you got a whole lot more work to do. You're not retired.
All right, so, Justin, you'll be the VP and help me out, right?
I'd love to.
I'd love to, but I'd really rather not. What's that saying? Sorry I was late. I didn't want to come.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, well. But yeah. Well, that's something I've been pondering. And I, like I said, if I'm going to do something, I gotta get off my ass.
The Rod with Ted challenge.
No. If I was to do my own thing, it would have its own, obviously its own name. If I was to continue with the Motorcycle Podcasters Challenge, it'll retain that name, but it will just have different parameters, and which I think would make it more fun for everybody. The tricky part is because it started out as a podcast versus podcast thing. It was the Motorcycle Man podcast. It was Throttle podcast. It was Loud Pipes podcast. And in the beginning, it was you know, against each other, try to get mileage and stuff like that. And eventually, other podcasts joined in. And then eventually got to the point where anybody could form their own team and anybody could participate, which is fine, but it's still a quote-unquote team event, so it has to continue with that theme. I think it does. I think it needs to, but I don't know, you know. Plus I got this trophy behind me you know, it's got I think it went for 6 years, five or six years. I don't know, how many years did it go
for a while. Had to be 5 or 6 years.
It was a while ago. Well, they haven't done it for a couple of years.
It was started in 2016. Where's my fucking glasses? It sucks being blind. 2016 was the first year. 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2021 was the last year. And there was a faux version of it in 2022 and 2023, but nothing's happened since. So,
well, it sounds like if you don't want to get involved, I mean, it's going to be involved if you do get it. You know?
Yeah.
You have no time anyway.
I got plenty. Like I said, I can make time for anything. And if I don't, here's the thing. If I don't make time for anything, somebody else will make time for me.
You have no say.
Right. You know, so I either make myself busy or somebody else will make me busy.
Hey, we know about that.
Right, so I have to make sure that, you know, I keep myself busy.
Right.
You know, but yeah. So, all right. Well, I got nothing else.
That was a shorty today.
It was a shorty today. You know, so 50 minutes. It's not a big deal. And we can. Of course, the real podcast doesn't start until after we say our goodbyes.
I know. We're going to be like, all right, see you later. And they're going to be like, hey, let's talk about some super in-depth motorcycle thing that everybody's already fucking signed up for.
Oh, well.
I swear to God, if there's a way to listen to an episode backwards, people would get all the important information up front.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, I do have a couple interviews coming up that I'll share with you guys. I got, let me see. Close that. I'll be interviewing a gentleman from a motorcycle training thing. I will be interviewing Christian Dutcher from Americade.
Oh, nice.
In some upcoming episodes, I'll be interviewing Holly from Ohio Bike Week again toward the end of the month. And there's a couple other interviews on the line that haven't been solidified just yet. So they're coming up. Yeah.
Cool.
So, and I know Sturgis has announced a couple other bands that are going to be performing there as well. So.
Anything new?
Nothing that I would write home about.
Well, that you shouldn't be saying that.
Well, I mean, you know, because you know I'm not going.
You're fucking going. Yeah. I'm going to go on the fucking
record.
I'm going to go on one of those betting websites. You know, those, like, what's that one that's like you can bet on anything?
And you're gonna put all your money on
the Kalshi app.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go on the Kalshi app and I'm gonna buy a fucking ticket and say heads going to fucking Sturgis, and I'm gonna put my bet in now. So in fucking August, when you're like, well, here's my itinerary for Sturgis, I'm gonna be cash in and fucking. By the motorcycle man.
Hey, you don't get paid until he actually goes, though.
Yeah,
he's fucking going, dude.
You really think so?
I don't think so. I know so.
No, because I've made not that there's a lot of preparation to make, you know, until you get to like the couple weeks beforehand. But right now, I've made zero plans whatsoever for it. You know, because I know where I'm at.
I like how you're like trying to like sell the possibility that you might not go, when even you know damn well you're going. This is just this fucking dancing around a bush.
I'll tell you what.
This is a game he's
if I go, Chris is going with me.
Okay.
You keep saying all this bullshit. Like, oh well, we'll go if we get an RV. We'll go if we fucking. But Chris goes, and then before you know it, you're gonna be like. All right, so I built the fucking camper for the bed of my truck, and I'm fucking filming my YouTube channel
on a motorcycle
my ride out.
Top.
You're like, I set up a GoPro in the back, and I'm going to film the whole trip.
Yeah, well.
Fucking know. You're like, the next time we talk about this, you're going to be so set up for this trip. You're going to be like, I've already made plans to meet these five people out there. No. I already have my itinerary laid out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Staying
no.
at the campground I stayed at last time with no tree.
No.
And
no.
a fucking and bad Wi-Fi.
No, well, because there'd be, it, you know, it would be different this time. It would be different. If I go, it'll be different.
You almost said it.
Who else? They added Buck Cherry and Drowning Pool at the Buffalo Chip and Collective Soul. There's the other
Buck
band.
Cherry and Drowning Pool. Would they go back to the early 2000s?
Yeah, apparently. That's who's playing. You know, they got right now. So the lineup now is David Lee Roth, Megadeth, Leonard Skinner, Lainey Wilson, Collective Soul, Buck Cherry, and Drowning Pool.
David Lee Roth. Oh my God.
I can't even imagine what that show's going to be like.
Dude, you can look up his recent shows, man. He should retire.
Yeah.
Like, it's that bad.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Man. I've seen some of the videos of him performing. He's like, he doesn't even sing anymore. Really.
He needs to fucking retire and just stop it already.
Yeah.
I remember some years back, they did like a reunion tour, like a Van Halen thing with him. Yeah. And the first time we went, it was fucking great. He did a great job. And I was like, holy shit, like, cool. You know what I mean? Like, that was awesome. And then, like, 2 years later, they did something again. And I was like, fuck, last time was awesome. Like, let's go again. And I don't know what happened, but it was like, dude, it was like a fucking nosedive in those 2 years.
Yeah.
We left early. It was terrible.
Wow.
Terrible.
Wow.
The singing was bad? Is that what was bad, or what was bad about it?
Musically, it was probably fine, but probably vocally.
You can't sing anymore.
No, vocally, it was probably horrible. Yeah, probably horrible.
Fucking horrible.
The Full Throttle.
I'm asking Justin, what did he say? What was so bad about it? He's not saying anything. Quiet.
Yeah, he's still not saying anything. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, then I'm going to say something. The Full Throttle Saloon has added Rob Zombie to their lineup.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, my mic just fucking, I don't know what just happened.
Anyway, go ahead.
He wasn't, like, he couldn't really sing, and the thing was, he knew that. So, he tried to like mask the fact that he couldn't sing by just being like
showy,
like distracting. Yeah. And it was fucking all bad, dude.
Wow.
It got to the point where, like, at one point he was just like shit talking people in the audience. Like, it was just like uncomfortable.
Wow.
It was like a roast. Yeah.
It wasn't even like, oh god, it was just weird.
Wow.
It's just like, dude, we get it. Like, you used to be awesome. Know when to fucking draw the line. You know,
maybe he needs the money. Maybe he just needs the money.
Yeah. About him now.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs. Maybe he's trying to pay for his Sturgis trip.
Yeah. Well,
it's funny.
He had a residency a number of years ago, and he pretty much got fired from it because he was horrible.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It was a Las Vegas thing. Right.
Yeah, he was fucking horrible.
Wow.
What was the name of, what was it? Wheels of, what was it? What was your guys' band?
Human Wheels.
Human Wheels. I was going to say, that's going to be the next band that it gets advertised as Sturgis. He's going to nonchalantly throw that in there. And it's just going to be like, oh, some more bands announced as Sturgis. You know, Buck Cherry, Human Wheels. We're like, I knew you were going, you motherfucker.
You know, I'll tell you what, for quite a few years when we were still in the band and we were going, I tried a lot to get us to play out there because there's dozens of places to play. But the logistics of putting that together and making it worth our while was just impossible.
Well,
you know,
the thing is like, you don't do that to make it worth your while.
No, I mean? It's just
like, it's one of those things where it's like, you do it so that you can be like, we did that.
Yeah.
It's not going to be worth your while.
No, God, you're kidding me. It's just like, just the lodging alone would have been crazy for six people, plus getting six people out there. It would have just been an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, the logistics of it just didn't
It would have just been a nightmare. You know, it would have been like, we might have been able to play like four or five nights. And, you know, make decent money, but would that cover everybody's expenses for the week? Yeah. So, you know, all right, well, that's
for the experience. That's all.
That's it. Yeah, that'd be just for the experience. And, you know, and I'll tell you what, God bless those guys who go out there and do it, man, because they're doing it. You know, they're doing it. And some of them shouldn't be doing it. I can tell you that based on what I've seen. But anyway, all right, guys, listen, I've got no more. And we actually hit the 1 hour mark. just by bullshitting a little bit.
So. All right, good.
All right, so as we always say, thank you very much for joining us. I am Ted, your host, and here in the V-Twin Cafe, episode 463, getting closer to that number 500, here with Tim Buck 2. And Chris the Joker. And of course,
shut the fuck up!
And Justin Brown, of course.
That's me.
All right, guys.
Remember, folks, ride like nobody sees you.
Chris, and what do you think?
Ride like everybody sees you.
Justin.
Ride like Tim doesn't see you.
Well, that's it, boys and girls. Thanks for listening. And remember, kids, we say stupid crap so you don't have to.
Bullshit. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Yeah.
Stop whining. Stop being such a fucking asshole. Stop being such a pussy. Stop being such a bitch.
You done?
Yeah, we're done.
Is it off now?
Yeah, it's off.